yesterday is gone, and today is upon us. How about that for a brilliant statement as we get started here, Jennifer? Is that brilliance or not?
Brilliant.
Brilliance. There are a lot of people who are pretty smart around here, and Jennifer is one of them. I'm trying to find somebody else. I haven't come up with anybody else yet, but when I do,
you'll be
the first to know. As we get started, the right to know. You have a right to know. But the good news is for today, Wednesday. So here we go. Are you ready?
Ready.
The story, this is sort of from the education department, of a gentleman named Leo Plass. Leo is 99 years old.
Good for him.
Leo quit college in 1932. Decided he needed to go to work, had to make a living, and he was only a semester away from graduating. He wanted to be a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
But he dropped out to take a job as a logger when he was 20 years old. 79 years ago.
Wow.
1932. Guess what Mr. Leo Plass did last week?
He graduated.
You are correct.
I'm pretty smart. I'm following
yes.
this story.
Yeah, well, you see, I've introduced you as being smart. We have smart yes. people here.
Thanks.
Isn't that kind of a cool thing, though, at the age of 99?
I love hearing those stories because you know how intimidating it is to go back to school when you're 30, much less 90-something?
Right. Yep. God bless the guy. Good for him. Right. All right. So we got Leo Plass's story straightened out. Now it's time for the story of Michael Adams, who on June 17th got his arm caught in an irrigation machine while working on his family's farm. Farming is dangerous. He watched the arm as it was severed.
Ugh.
He picked up the arm, walked to the pickup truck, drove to town for help. He didn't steer well because he was holding his hand the place
that
where
was
the
not
blood
connected.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So he crashed. Another vehicle came along. His friend drove him to the hospital. The arm was reattached, and Michael is doing fine.
Wow. Other than some therapy, that must be hard on your psyche.
I don't even want to think about
Although
it.
Although the good news is the last guy that lost an arm got a movie made about him.
That's right.
That wasn't, James Franco movie.
Wasn't a great movie, but it was, yeah, exactly. All right, here we go. This is from the local police, depends on where you are, I guess. The rising price of gasoline has prompted police departments around the country to curb their cruisers. And, in fact, they are putting more police on the beat. And many, remember the old, I think this is going on in Washington, I don't remember where Richie is, but this is a story that has taken place, apparently, according to USA Today, number of places around the country. The unintended consequence of fuel-saving solutions by the police is a reduction in police services, so say the critics. Going to have people out in the car. And I know here in my town of Framingham, police are all over the place. They leave their cars running. You know, the two cops, they get together on the corner, and they're talking to each other about who knows what. The cars are running. The police get out of their car, and they go. Yesterday I saw a policeman get out of his car, go into the bank to cash his check, left the car running. Yeah. Air conditioning on.
Really?
Yeah, it was hot. So please do that. I don't. In our town, they don't think too much about that sort of thing. But it's very interesting to see what else is going on around the country in this area. Georgia Department of Public Safety encouraging its 770 state troopers to reduce their patrol time. Mileage reductions 25% a month since January. One of the senior troopers says, in place of some of the patrols, troopers are conducting radar surveillance.
Oh, is that and a speed mandatory, trap? Is that a nice way
so they don't have to.
Trap?
Right, exactly. They don't have to drive too far to catch. In Fairfield County, Ohio, sheriff's deputies have dispatched their Lycan golf carts to patrol one of the local communities there. Another golf
That's
cart is
kind of cool.
They have two golf carts. And,
except that a guy on a skateboard can outrun the golf cart.
Well, but I'm wondering how they chase this 15-mile-an-hour golf cart.
Yeah.
How do you...
Maybe they have a turbo power.
How do you chase the bad guys around on a golf cart? Anne Arundel County, Maryland Sheriff's Department, they're recalling 13 of their 38 cruisers. They have allowed the police officers to take them home. Now they are not going to. Officers assigned to the cars now must drive their own cars. It doesn't save anything. I mean, the gasoline, whether it's the police cruiser or at least but the town isn't going to have to pay for it. Mm-hmm. But they still have to have driving themselves back and forth to work, right? Some states, for example, Massachusetts, every state police trooper has his own car, his or her own car assigned to him. So he drives it back and forth. They're on duty as soon as they get in the car. They drive down the street, see something that's a problem, they get involved.
So in their driveway, once they
in their driveway, that's it. Car's parked in the driveway. So let's see here. Anything else? 800-510-8255. What's your police doing to save money? Or maybe better yet, what interesting things, if you're somebody that works, we have a lot of people that work in municipal, and they're on their way to work now, the police, they work for the Parks and Rec Department, work for Public Works. What is your town or your city doing to save gas, to save energy? Best idea gets a swell prize at 800-510-8255. Houston, the police there are spending millions of dollars to cover additional fuel costs. They've budgeted $8 million for fuel in addition to what they spent last year. So their costs almost $11 million just to fuel the police cars in Houston. That's a lot of money. And there are 50 unmarked cars. The police chief says foot patrols, bicycle patrols, those are the strategies for downtown Houston.
Maybe they should get, like, horses in the old days.
Right, have them. Well, there are. In many cities, Boston has them, New York has them.
Don't have them in Los Angeles.
No, they have them in Massachusetts. They have them in America. Yeah. 800-510-8255. So what are you doing and what's your municipality doing to save gasoline? It's interesting to see how the price of gas, which is inching down a little. Have you noticed?
Yes, it is.
Down a little bit here,
a
little bit there.
We've been way in the threes for a while.
It's still about a buck and a half too expensive for what it really costs. But it's done different things for those who are looking for work or those who are moving around. There have been major changes, and this is one of the things in the housing reality that haven't been talked about very much. What's the reality of buying homes, selling homes in this age of $4 gasoline? I'll find out a little bit more about that with you as we search for ideas, ways to save, if you will. 800-510-8255 for the creative ones amongst us. 15 past the hour. Time now for you to be pain-free. Go to DougStephan.com or DrKenshow.com and get your free salon pause patch to get rid of the pain. Check it out online at DougStephan.com.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Aaron, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customers had quite a shock this morning. The side window and the windshield on their car had been shattered. They called SafeLight right away. We got more windshields and side glass in stock than anyone. So I was able to fix it fast and get them back on the road. And they were happy because our work is backed by a national lifetime warranty.
Call SafeLight 24/7 at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace. Live from Progressive.
Hello here. Today I'm talking about Progressive Snapshot Discount. It's our biggest discount yet. It's the Grand Canyon of discounts. It's the white whale of keeping cash in your pocket. It's so big astronauts will say, I can see the Snapshot Discount from way up here. Well, you get the point.
The Snapshot Discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
Uh-oh. Sure do love that noise.
It's the Skype sound, Dougie.
Jesus Christ. All right, there we are, Michael.
You on?
I'm on.
All right. You're on the air, too.
Am I? Hey, how about that? Swell. Hi, right, we're getting our...
coincidence.
Yeah, right. It's all these coincidences. Well, we're trying the usual daily hookup now, the video. If you want to watch what's going on in the studio with me, help yourself to DougStephan.com. So we're talking about gas and how it kind of got off on a tangent with some of the good news, what people are doing. When gas cost $2 a gallon, last time it was $2 a gallon was October of 2006. Huh. That was the last time gasoline was $2 a gallon. There were a lot of people buying homes way far away from their work. Because, you know, drive 30, 40 miles, no big deal.
Well, it's a little commute.
Right. Unless you're in Los Angeles where you are. And a little commute is...
I talked to a
40 minutes on the 405 and you move 4 miles.
Who lives 4 miles from her office and it takes her 40 minutes to get to work?
But that's the trouble. That's the thing about Los Angeles. But you know what? It's being duplicated. Washington is a nightmare.
Mm-hmm. And, a lot of cities are nightmare. I mean,
New York,
Chicago. In the city? Sure.
Awful. Anyway, the people who are... used to be that it would cost some people $400, $500, $600 a month to travel to work. But that became $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
So what's
some people
the,
lose money driving to work.
All right, so let's just figure this out for a second. $1,000 a month. The average pay in America, I think we said the median income is about $49,500, right? So if you pay $1,000, right off the top, you're down to $37,500 before you even get started. And most of that stuff's not deductible. Now, I'm not saying everybody's paying $1,000. I want to know, that's the other thing, 800-510-8255. How much money are you spending right now to get yourself to work? How much money do you spend on gasoline right now to get back and forth to work? One of my guys was, I don't know if he was complaining, but he was talking. He bought a little Volkswagen Bug, a used one, for $1,400
mm-hmm.
Because he has to drive. It's about 40 miles from where he lives to the farm. And it takes him almost an hour to get here. But he was driving a Toyota pickup truck before and spending $400. I think he told me the month he spent $460 back and forth. You know, he's a farm worker. He's not making a lot of money. And now with his Volkswagen Bug, he gets twice as much, almost twice as much per gallon in this little thing. Not, it's not a Bug. I'm sorry. It's a Jetta.
Okay, and still really good car.
Right, oh yeah, very good gas mileage. Almost twice what he got in that Toyota pickup truck. So now instead of spending $460 a month, he's down to a couple of hundred, which I suppose makes it more doable. But when you think about it, there are a lot of people who are spending a lot of money to go not only back and forth to work, but you know how much money was being spent on getting on the plane to go to meetings out of town?
Mm-hmm.
And that's been curbed a lot by those.
Nobody travels anymore.
No, they have the, what do they call it, go-to-meeting thing of a bumper.
Go-to-meeting, that's the way. That you can dial in.
Right, yeah. So anyway, I'm just looking. I'm sort of fishing around for answers and ideas as we, I think maybe we have to convert everybody's car to a grease car, vegetable oil, like I'm putting in the tractor.
I like it.
Yep, smells good.
Makes the world smell like French fries.
21 after on Good Day.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. Plant Skid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use Plant Skid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at plantskid.com. That's plantskydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. Plant Skid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Warning, do not try this at home.
I found something that I found intriguing that I wanted to send to some of my colleagues.
Okay, well, the process is you're going to left-click on the text and then drag the mouse down with the blue space.
Right.
Now you can click edit. Underneath edit is the word copy. You've now taken what's in blue, okay, click new email. And
where?
In the body of the email.
New email where? I go back to Outlook.
Right.
in the space where I would normally type.
Your text.
I'm right. It says write message. Okay. All right, I'm going to...
Right-click.
Says toolbar...
No, you're not in the white space. Mm-hmm. Click in that space where you would type. You see the word paste?
No.
All right.
see, this is where I always end up, John.
No Doug. iPhone for you.
Come join us. Doug Steffens, good day.
Well, a new poll out today shows that only 19% of Americans strongly approve of Obama's performance. The other 81% don't own gas stations. This is kind of reversal over the weekend. President Obama called for more oil drilling in Alaska and the Gulf of Mexico. He's hoping that one day this will lower the price of gas. I believe that day would be called Election Day, if I'm not mistaken. According to CNN, because of the rising price of gasoline, used Geo Metros, you know those little Cheerio boxes from the 80s? Yeah?
Right.
Yeah, becoming more and more popular again. They say they're great for guys who want the mileage of a Prius, but without all that annoying attention from women who think you're an environmentalist.
I love Jay.
25 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer and I are talking about various bits and pieces of news and views about what you can do to save money. And this is not a day late and a dollar short. Price of gasoline is still going to be well above $3 for the remainder of the summer, no matter what it is, because they can get it. Because people are traveling more. Let's gouge them. And here's
plus they've messed with us, so we think we're getting a discount now when we see it a little bit lower.
Right. Yeah. You know, we think that.
Wow, score. We can buy lots of gas now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing how people, the psychology of people. One of the things that, you know, I've talked a lot about is vegetable oil. I'm doing it with my tractors. There's a group traveling across the country this summer, a bus. A big green bus. This sort of reminds me, there's a lady who has an ambulance in town. She runs it on vegetable oil. And so now this bus is running on vegetable oil as well. The vegetable oil you can collect. I have to pay now. I'm paying 20, 30, 40 cents a gallon for vegetable oil that I can burn. But that's a heck of a lot cheaper. I can burn the straight vegetable oil in the tractors without making any conversions to anything.
So you just pour it right in.
Pour it right in. Yesterday I put 20 gallons in one of the international tractors and drove it up on the truck and brought it to the field. It'll be fine. Except everybody will know that, you know, you can smell it for if you're in places where you're close to the house, people say they don't like the smell of the manure that's being spread, but they love the smell of the exhaust.
Absolutely. Makes you hungry.
Yeah. So anyway, there are 12 Dartmouth College students who are going to take to the roads this summer, 12,000 miles around American highways. And the idea here is to pay attention and get attention for what they call sustainable America, the future of America, renewable energies. You know, there's a whole lot of talk about the problem with biofuels. There are a lot of people who are against biofuels, people in Congress, but folks who don't like us using ethanol or at least corn to make ethanol, because they say it takes as much energy to make it as it supposedly saves, which is not really true. One of the things, though, that people are doing to get away from that, Jennifer, mm-hmm. especially as the oil prices have gone up in the last 12 months 100%, is to look at what else we can do. There are 8 billion gallons of biofuels around. And I'm, again, another, we have a little biodiesel I don't want to call it a plant, but I bought all of the pieces to make biodiesel from the oils. You put a little of this and some of that. And the, by the way, one of the other byproducts of making biofuel is soap.
Really?
Did you know that? Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either until we started making it. And now we have soap, all the soap we need to wash our hands. It's, you know, it's very it's chemical. That's really fascinating.
How everything is so close.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's just there are people who are making the soy-based biodiesel made from plant oils, and that's good. And there are people who have taken animal feed. Anything that you can make a mash with, you can use for ethanol or biofuel, anything that has any alcohol actually in it, because that's what burns. You just have to get the right mix. There's an ethanol. Let me see. I'm trying to remember what the other ingredient is of making the biofuel out of the oil. It's something that means methanol. That's what it is. So we have methanol, and there's lye, and then there's the oil itself. You mix it all together, and you cook it for about 8 hours. And you've got the difference between using these biofuels that I'm making is that you can use them around all year long, whereas the oil you can only use in the summertime because it'll freeze, you know, just gum up in the wintertime. But I just find that the reason I bring this all up is because people are doing a lot to call attention to what's out there. And for those of us who throw our hands up and say, oh, my God, what are we going to do with this? It's so expensive. There are ways around it. It's not easy, and for the most part, it's not very practical because the oil companies have got you by the short hairs. But for those who are working on changing the fuel and changing our world, I think this is a tip of the hat to you. Keep up the good work. 29 past the hour on Good Day.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your Social Security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. OffTheGridPhones.com offers some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to OffTheGridPhones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to OffTheGridPhones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at OffTheGridPhones.com.
In the past 2 months, over 2,000 natural disasters have been recorded. With the ongoing economic crash, millions of Americans can't afford food. Also, because of the exploding price of fuel, many farmers can't afford to plant their crops. We must take control of our greatest dependency, food. Folks, you can trust eFoods Direct, the 28-year veteran of long-term storable foods, and they're here to help. For a limited time, when you place your order for a 3-week supply of the best storable food on the planet, you will receive the fourth week absolutely free. You will save $75 and receive a full month's supply for less than $8 a day. This offer ends on June 22nd, so act now and buy three to get the fourth one free from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or go online to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Time for our 2020 news quiz question. Everybody ready?
So ready.
Been talking about saving money, petroleum, that sort of thing. Because I'm looking around at the, by the way, sometimes people wonder, well, why do you talk about whatever it is that you're talking about? What motivates you to get off onto some of the toots? And so as I look around,
it's the tooth fairy.
It's the red.
Comes in and tells you what you should talk about every day.
The tooth fairy. So anyway, I'm looking at all of the things that are being discussed today. In general, you know, this is not a program that's about all of the things that are political. As a matter of fact, it's about all the things that are not political. So the stuff that's here is GOP. Stuff and Obama stuff and yada, yada, yada. So, you know, I just find my own things. And most of the time, especially first couple of hours of the program, I want to come up with the good news. I don't want to talk about wilderness fires and the stuff that's burning everywhere. We got how many acres? Five different states with these wildfires burning millions of acres. There are clouds of debris, ashes all over the place. What am I going to accomplish? Well, what am I going to accomplish by talking about that? Right? So maybe in this mindset that I'm in talking about ways of helping, even though the price of gasoline has come down about 24 cents on average, it appears, as I look at my research. And by the way, the city in the country where the gas prices have gone down more than any other is Memphis, and I don't understand that. Somebody listening in Memphis on KWAM, why do you think that is? Prices have gone down in Memphis.
Could it be closer to a refinery?
Maybe it is. That's maybe it. They're right on the river there. Yeah, could be, Richie. Okay, so here's our 2020 news quiz question. Are you ready to put your thinking caps on?
Sure.
That's what my sixth grade teacher used to tell me. Margaret Hayes said, put your thinking caps on.
Thinking caps.
All right,
mine was tall and pointy.
I'm not surprised.
That was the dunce cap, Rich.
Which country is the cleanest country in terms of political corruption? Which country in the world, 394 countries in the world, which country ranks in the index rating corruption as the cleanest. 800-510-8255. I'll give you a hint. It's not America. Okay? And then looking at this, it's kind of interesting to look at who's...
Can I ask a question about
number
that?
Number one. Hold on just a second. Let me finish this. Who's number one? Which country is the cleanest? Which one is the dirtiest in terms of political corruption? All right. Yes, Richie.
So when you say America, you mean...
United States.
Okay. Yeah. Just the United States.
Yeah, right. Yes. Good clarification.
So I don't know this, but it could be Canada.
It isn't Canada.
Okay.
But good guess.
Sure ain't Mexico.
No. By the way, America's 18th on the ranking of the 193 countries.
That's better than I thought it would be.
Yeah. Well, but that tells you how bad some of the other countries are. 800-510. It's fascinating. This is fascinating stuff. The number, if I do say so myself. Which country is the cleanest in terms of not having corruption in their country? In the world. Which one is on the top? Which one's on the bottom? 800-510-8255. We've been talking about processing fuel and driving and where you can save some money, ideas for the next age of automobiles. We all talk about the electric cars. The internal combustion engine is not going away. You can not think, you know, you want to come up with a different... There are electric cars that are being sold, marketed for this fall, I think, aren't there, Richie? Isn't the Chevy Volt coming out this year?
It's out already.
It's out already. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
There's
I like
that,
it
and
too.
The Honda's got one of them, and there are two or three others.
Everybody's got one now.
Yeah. But
everybody's got.
Is
one.
It practical? No.
Well,
usable, yes. Practical,
usable,
no.
Yeah. But you know, the batteries, what they do with the batteries
practical.
Once they
right, exactly.
and the weight of the batteries, and then also they're finding out that the batteries are making the car heavier, so that in accidents, it's making the car more like a hammering ball.
Yeah, right. Look out below. Okay, so in flying in the face of what everybody else is doing in our country, the state of Texas. Is weighing raising the speed limit to 85. For those of us who drive across Texas with some regularity, I'm in Texas.
Yeah, why can't you can open it up and drive 120?
Four times. Well, I have, I mean, you go to West Texas, those of you who live in El Paso and maybe down south of Brownsville listening, or any the states of western Texas and New Mexico and Arizona, the speed limit's 75, so you do 85. Nobody pays much attention to you. So if it's 85, you're going to do 95. And in Kansas, they have raised the speed limit to 75, where it was 70, I think, on about 1,000 miles of their interstate. So that means you go 80. This doesn't save gas. People say it doesn't. It's bad. It's dangerous. People will be killed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not sure that that's true, frankly. But Texas, which already has some of the nation's highest speed limits, thinks 85 is okay. What do you think? 800-510-8255. They're building new roads, and they're making them safe for faster. You know, going across Texas, by the way, in my travels across Texas, you can spend a good day and then some getting from one end of Texas to another.
Oh, yeah, it's huge.
Trust me.
Argument with this is the Autobahn. That's one of the safest roads in the world.
And there's no speed limit on it at all.
Yeah.
There's no speed limit on the Autobahn in Germany at all.
Right.
No. You drive as fast as you want. And maybe that we ought to have you see, the reason the people that would be against this, they'd hide behind safety, but they're really against it because if we have no speed limits, then there's no way of them going out and bagging you for beating the speed limit. And I maintain that people ought to be able to drive as fast as they want to. And people say, oh, you're endangering the public. Where is the proof of that? Where's the proof of that?
The Autobahn is built for people to get on it and stay on it for a long time. You're not merging. I mean, it's not like you're doing 490.
The interstates, are you kidding? There are a total of 14 exits on the Mass Turnpike from Albany to Boston. And you have an average of 8 to 10 to 12 miles, 14 miles between each exit. In Texas,
so the little lady that drives 50 miles an hour and the 19-year-old kid that drives 120, how do you merge those two?
Would never drive on the freeway because they didn't like going that fast. So that was their choice. They didn't drive on the freeway. They took surface streets. If they had to go somewhere, we would drive them.
Yeah.
And my mom drives on the freeway, but she does it at 55 miles an hour.
Yesterday, I was driving to central Massachusetts. I had my truck, and I was moving a tractor from one place to another. It's about a 45-mile trek for me once I get on the Mass Pike to go out to central Mass to the other farm and the other areas. And I'd normally, in that truck, when there's a tractor that I'm carrying around, probably weighs four or five tons, I'm doing 60.
Okay, so say some guy blows by you at 112.
I'm staying out of his way. I'm staying right on the right-hand side of the road. There was a guy in a Prius in front of me doing 54, and I went around him. There's the only in the entire length of the trip on the road from
the only guy you passed.
41 miles was the only guy I passed. That was it. I think it ought to be up to the individual to decide how fast he or she wants to go. 800-510-8255. You feel strongly about that one way or the other. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, our other focus is on corruption. What country is the most corrupt and what country is the least corrupt? Here's Dylan calling. Good day from Vicksburg, Mississippi. Dylan, nice to have you here. Good morning.
Good morning, Doug. Enjoy the show a lot.
Thank you.
I thought maybe Costa Rica would be the cleanest and the dirtiest. I'm not sure. Maybe Darfur or somewhere around there.
You're closer on the bad side than you are on the good side, but neither of those is at the top or bottom. Yeah, Sangala, right, that's it.
Dylan, our fake African nation from 24.
From 24, yeah. Dylan, thank you, sir. Nice to hear from you. 800-510-8255. Nancy is in Center, Missouri. Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
How are you doing?
All right.
That's good. What do you think the number one cleanest country in the world is politically?
Israel.
Israel is not, in fact. It's right there with the United States, and I think it's 20th or 24th. How about the one that is the most corrupt? You ever thought about that?
Probably Venezuela.
Venezuela. No? All right. So you took a good shot. Interesting. Thank you. James in Memphis. James, you're in the spotlight right now, or the sound light. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Good. So what country do you think is the cleanest?
To have a clean country, you have to have a country where most of the people, there's not a lot of poor people for a few rich people to trove, because the rich people were the corrupt. So I would say Iceland.
So rich people corrupt the system, is right. That what you're saying? Yeah, okay, that's an interesting thought.
Rich people take advantage of the poor people.
They wanna...
So countries where that happens,
yeah,
you have corruption with the rich people taking advantage of the poor people.
What an, I haven't thought about that theory, but that's an interesting one. That's not the correct answer. But you're sort of in the right area, if you know what I mean. I don't want to give too many hints. What about the country that's most corrupt? You got any thoughts about that?
I'd go to Congo and Africa. Some of those countries in there, Liberia or Ivory Coast, some of those would have a lot of poor people.
Yep.
And a few military leaders that would be corrupt in the country.
You're getting pretty warm. Thank you for the call. Scott's here in Boston. Scott, go ahead. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Yeah, Singapore.
Singapore, the cleanest?
Yes.
No. What's the dirtiest?
Somalia.
Somalia.
That's
again, everybody's getting close to what the dirtiest one
Man,
is.
Man, if it ain't Somalia.
Yeah.
Wow.
Could
Mike
be, should be.
Is in Solomon, Missouri. Where are you? You're in Maryland. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
Well, cleanest.
Well, first of all, I want to make a comment. Make sure your callers don't dial 610-8255. I can't repeat what I heard when I called that number.
You know, it's funny. The 800 lines. The 800 lines. Whenever you misdial, you will likely get one of those lines. Yes.
Yeah, I always go to a sex
line.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm guessing for some reason Switzerland.
That's
a great guess.
Yeah, that's a good guess. It's pretty close. But what about the dirtiest?
I was thinking the Congo.
All right, so everybody's getting the answer to the dirty. Well, let me take a couple more quick calls, then I'll give you the answer because we've got to get to Dr. Ken. Let's see here. Kit in Columbia, North Carolina. Hi.
Hi, how you doing, Doug?
Well, thank you. How about you?
Oh, great. You wouldn't believe it, though. I believe we should have a speed limit. I don't care how fast it is. I mean, you want to make it 80, 85, 90, that's great. But it's differential speed, and I'm sure you'll agree with me. That's what kills, okay?
Yeah.
And the reason I say this real quick, because I'm in heavy traffic on my motorcycle.
Uh-huh.
I've ridden a 90,000 miles on a motorcycle without a tip, without an incident.
Yeah.
Everybody around me, I'm watching all the car in front of me, cars beside me,
Everybody's doing about 70, 65, 70. Somebody who was trying to do 100, weaving through traffic at that speed, he couldn't see me. Boom. He took me
out. Dangerous. That's a good thought. Thank you for sharing it. Bob, you're the last one with a guest here because we're running out of time before we get to Dr. Ken. Cleanest country is?
I would have to guess Sweden, and dirtiest, hands down, is probably Guatemala.
All right, here's the story. The number one in the rankings of countries that have the least corruption, number one is Finland. Finland ranks as number one. Okay. And the dirtiest is Bangladesh.
Yeah.
Politics in Bangladesh, really dirty.
Who knew?
Nasty. All right? So all of you did a good job. You came pretty close. Speaking of good jobs, Dr. Ken, up next here on Good Day.
Aaron, technician from Safelite Auto Glass.
My last customers had quite a shock this morning. The side window and the windshield on their car had been shattered. They called Safelite right away. We got more windshields and side glass in stock than anyone. So I was able to fix it fast and get them back on the road. And they were happy because our work is backed by a national lifetime warranty.
Call Safelite 24/7 at 1-800-800-2727.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Plenty of attitude, but not heartless. This is the Doug Steffen Show.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here at 13 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. As I look at the clock, Ken, I like to remind people that it's time for them to think about their pain and how to get better, that is, how to be pain-free. And the best example that I come up with in order to help folks is to get them to go to your website or my website. Look for the Salon Paws, the logo, which is right there. Click on that, and you can get a free couple. I don't know how many. Actually, I don't know how many they send. A couple of free pain-free pads from Salon Paws. But it just makes good sense. You got an ache? Fix it.
It's the first and only FDA-approved over-the-counter patch, Doug. It's for mild to moderate back joint and muscle pains. It's effective. It lasts up to 12 hours, and you won't have any pills going through your body causing any havoc.
So it's safe.
Will this work for my mother-in-law's arthritis?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. It's very effective.
There's two forms. There's one for pain. There's one for arthritis.
Oh, good. Okay.
So get over to drkenshow.com, order a free sample of Salon Paws today. If you're looking for relief right now, maybe you want to drive by your local Walgreens, pick up a 5-count box. Strange name, admittedly, Salon Paws, but it does work, and that's what's important. Get that free sample at drkenshow.com. All right, so we've been hashing out this business of the allergies and the stories and as Richie and I would just, this conversation has been going on now all week long. And the essence of it is, there may be a problem according to the study, but it doesn't say why. And that's what that's the problem I have.
Well, the whole point is the study was not powered to tell you why. It was only studied to determine if the frequency is changing. That was the only reason. Don't criticize these investigators.
I'm not shooting you.
That's all they were trying to do.
I don't like the study because I think it's another one of these things that throws fear into people without any good reason.
But we didn't know an accurate.
So why then tell everybody this? Why give them the results of the study if there's no conclusion?
There is a conclusion. The frequency has increased.
But why?
But that's how science works.
Science always is displacing.
But it wasn't powered to answer your question. That's the next step. That's what stimulates
you. Give me the next step instead of scaring me.
Stay
give me the
tuned,
whole thing together.
Would you like us to suppress the information?
I don't think there's any information.
Absolutely,
I think everybody knows there's more allergies.
It's like looking at the moon 40 years ago. You get a better look at it the closer you get, and then finally you land on it. You know what's there. Would you like us not to tell you what the moon looks like till 1969?
Wow, he's got you there. That's a pretty good analogy, Doug.
Is it? Do you think so?
I do.
I don't think so. All right, anyway. There are over-testing problems with cervical cancer, this virus. What's the story with that?
Exactly. The Medical Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology out this morning. We now not only test for cervical cancer with the pap smear, we also look for HPV virus. But the problem is this additional test at $80 to $100, a test should not be done until age 30. And then if it's normal with the pap, wait 3 more years.
There you go.
local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Time now for a visit with our technology tailor at 53 past the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Would you like to know how to get a free download of today's hottest ebook?
Yes.
My daughter and I were talking about this. She has a Kindle. You have one of those Barnes & Noble.
A Nook.
How many Nook downloads do you have, Jennifer, on your...
Oh, gosh, a lot.
Have you?
I don't even know. A lot. Yeah, I read a lot, and it's so easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Megan, aren't you one of the people that's a freak about having to have a real newspaper?
Yeah. I like the real newspaper, although when I travel, I get USA Today on my Nook, and then I also get a lot of books, because when I travel, I read quickly, and so then I don't have to carry 20 books with me. I can put them all on my Nook.
That's interesting.
Yeah. It is very interesting. Megan was telling me the other day, she has a Kindle. She has 114 books. She could download 1,000. Mm-hmm. In this thing, and you look at the size of it.
The cool thing is that I have never, I've only read a few of the classics, and so most of the time the classics are free, and it's a fun way to catch up with them.
Yeah. I do that with Sean on my iPad. We download some of the free classics. Kids,
so I can read on my iPad?
Oh, absolutely. Book? Yeah, you have a bookstore.
Well, I didn't know that. Oh, I get a bookstore in my apps?
Yeah, in the bookstore, you can get all of your newspapers. You can get classic books for free.
Sure. I didn't even know that. Oh, wow.
Absolutely, bro.
Golly gee, I didn't know that, Richie.
I'll show you how in the break.
Thank you. All right, meanwhile, we're focused on the e-books, and Alex Goldfain is our technology tailor. He's pretty good at studying all of this stuff, so if you want to know what the answer is to the question, you better stick around.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
By now, you've probably heard of the new children's book called Go the Heck to Sleep. Now, heck is not the actual word in the title, but I'm going to use it here because the actual word is much more vulgar, which is what makes it very funny. Go the Heck to Sleep is actually a book for parents of children who put up a fight going to bed. Well, the author, a successful novelist named Adam Mansbeck, benefited from an accidental viral internet campaign that launched his book to wild popularity. Basically, he had distributed a PDF copy of the entire book to a few bookstores. This is a common practice. Then those people loved it and forwarded it on. Eventually, hundreds and then thousands of copies were transmitted online in full for free. Audible.com, the audiobook website, even hired Samuel L. Jackson to read the audio version of the book, and it's hilarious. And by the way, also a free download right now. It's all of 6 minutes long, and it's excellent. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
All right, here's a new website. What is that? What are you playing? What the heck is that? Like a funeral march from Clarence's funeral? What is that?
Isn't that cool?
I don't know whether I think it's cool or not.
I have no idea what it is.
Kind of creeps up on you a little bit. It's a little creepy and it creeps up on you.
It's a little creepy. It's a creeper song.
Creeps up on you a little bit. Hi, Jennifer. I want to have two discussions here with you in the moments that we have remaining in this hour. There's a great website for mothers and fathers who have written down some of their experiences. Richie, you're going to like this as well.
Okay.
WhenParentsText.com.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
WhenParentsText.com. Check that out, will you please?
Okay.
Meanwhile, on our Facebook page, lots of conversation. Jen, you want to bring us up to date on questions and answers, s'il vous plaît?
Q&A time? Yeah,
Q&A
yesterday
time.
We were talking about summer songs, which we'll be playing on the show throughout the summer. And so we asked everybody what their favorite summer song was. So we've got In the Summertime, Mungo Jerry. You like that one, don't you, Dougie? Summertime,
moderately.
Summertime by the Jamies.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else do we have here? Oh, another Mungo and Jerry comment. Gosh, you're good. You've got your finger on the pulse. Summer Nights by Van Halen. Sweet Home Alabama. Cruel Summer by Bananarama. Beach Baby, Beach Baby. Who sings that?
Richie's gonna freak out. He doesn't know where this is coming from.
This is Doug playing music on his computer.
59 past the hour on Good Day. Good job, Jennifer. As we walk by.